This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Allah's forgiveness in Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, here on IB English Radio. And obviously the title tells us it's, yeah. So this is about Allah's forgiveness. And obviously Allah is the most forgiving. And obviously during the month of Ramadan, very special things happen. And so I'm just going to go through some of these very special things, because I think being aware of the extra forgiveness that Allah sort of gives to people during the month of Ramadan might then also make us even more inclined to be doing the good things and to be avoiding anything that's bad in any way. So obviously there is this special promise of Allah's pardon during this holy month of Ramadan, according to traditions. So, for example, and I'm just going to list some of these traditions, and I don't know if everyone's aware of these. They're very beautiful. So, for example, it said that Allah pardons 70 million people who would otherwise be punished in hell at the time of iftar each night during Ramadan. So just think to yourself, so every night, every single night of those 30 nights of Ramadan, each time there's iftar, that evening, 70 million people, so 70 million of us Muslims are being pardoned. So that's every night. So just do the maths yourself. Then it said that at the end of Ramadan, Allah also forgives an additional number of sinners, equivalent to that total sum of those that he'd already pardoned during the month. So obviously you've got on 30 nights, each of those 30 nights, 70 million people are being pardoned. And then Allah at the end of the month will be pardoning that same amount again. So this is huge. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IB English Radio, me, Sister Zainab, and I'm talking particularly about Allah's huge, massive forgiveness during the holy month of Ramadan. And so obviously I've just quoted the one tradition where every night 70 million people are pardoned from being punished in hell, and then the equivalent amount to that whole month again at the end of the month. And then there's other narrations, and like I was literally going to sit down and do the math for this, but I thought, no, I'll let you do the math. But it's quite amazing. So some narrations also say that Allah forgives whoever he pleases on the first night of Ramadan, whoever. Yeah, Allah could forgive one believer. Allah could also forgive every single believer. It's up to Allah. And then, after that first night of Ramadan, Allah will forgive twice the number he pardoned the previous night. And this goes on every single night. So basically, it's a doubling every single day. And then, on the very last night of Ramadan, he will forgive twice the number of people he pardoned during the whole month that had just passed. Huge numbers. So what does this tell us? So Allah is basically inviting us to just do what we can. And obviously just the very fact that we're fasting will be pleasing to Allah and will invite mercy from Allah. But obviously if we can, in a sense, get our act together and really polish away some of those bad traits we have, try to establish good habits, at least get rid of bad habits and maybe even establish some good habits. So by bad habits, maybe a little one that many of us have, snapping at people. You know, we get a little bit annoyed at someone, all of a sudden we've just said something a little bit harsh, and it can hurt people. So maybe that's something we could work on. Another thing, good thing, staying in touch even with distant relatives, just sending them a message, calling them every so often. Yeah, anything. Just look at how much mercy is waiting for us. So I pray that everyone is able to benefit from this, remind themselves of this ocean of mercy that is awaiting all of us in the holy month of Ramadan. And I also look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Arab English Radio. And farewell for now.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.